they started writing some tunes together, and it didn't work out with the other bass player, and they invited me to join. And we all kind of just met on the music scene in Manchester. There's a pretty strong scene, and we were playing in different people's jazz bands, and we just got together and started making music together, and it's just kind of worked and taken off from there.
And it seems like that's the word for this band is music. It's hard to pin you into a genre, really. Jazz is probably one of the most welcoming genres. I think you do fit in that scene, but it's an acoustic version of electronic music in a lot of ways. Is that right? And a little bit of classical, too?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is difficult because jazz is one of our influences, but it's not the only thing that we take influence from. So we do improvise, and, you know, there are some jazz elements, especially the instrumentation of the band. But we also love, like, rock music, and electronica is probably our biggest thing. And that's kind of a love that the three of us share. So we do try and take these techniques that we hear in electronic music and try and replicate them as best we can on the acoustic instruments.
And I wonder how that's going over in England. Do you feel like you're drawing a crowd of jazz fans or electronic fans or just music fans?
I think it's just music fans. We don't think about it too hard ourselves, what genre, you know, we just make the music that we like. And I think in the early days, a lot of more hardcore jazz fans came along to check out what this new trio was. But I think because we're a bit more established now in the UK and people know us, they know what we do, it's kind of more across the board. So we get all age groups and, you know, people who are, you know, like really into the technical side, but then people who just love music because there's melodies and things that they engage with.
Now, I've been to England a few times. I've got a sister who lives in Edinburgh, and I've listened to the radio over there with some amount of fascination. It's not like American radio. It seems like radio and music in England embraces a lot of variety, which may lead to the idea of a jazz band that's not really jazz.
Yeah. There is quite a lot of variety. There's a show over here, BBC One, Six Music, that it doesn't just stick to one genre. It's not a specific jazz show, and we get played on that alongside like rock and indie bands and all kinds of stuff. So I think it just in this day and age, though, especially in the UK and especially in Manchester, that no one's afraid to sort of mix different styles. We don't think about it too much. It's just we like this from this kind of music, and why can't we use it? Because it's all just music at the end of the day.
Right. Yeah. There's a long history of that type of blending in Seattle music, too. So I think you're going to find a very receptive audience here. And in fact, a lot of the jazz musicians in Seattle are starting to eschew the word jazz and trying to find another way to describe what they do. Do you find that you're running into that?
I love a lot of jazz and I love a lot of straight ahead stuff. And I've studied it. I did a degree in jazz quite a while ago now. And so it's not that we, you know, want to run away from being labeled that thing. It's just that it's not fair to say that that's just what it is. You know, it has all these other things in there. And I think it also, we don't want to sort of close off any boundaries and think, right, well, you know, if we're a jazz band, we're not supposed to do this and we're not allowed to do this. And we just don't really want to be, you know, boxed in by these rules that are set by these different genres.
That's the perfect way to put it. I think that's the way jazz has evolved as the musicians kept breaking rules. And I think we're seeing fewer and fewer rules to break. I wonder, as an acoustic band that emulates electronic music, there's not a lot of use of synthesizers and effects, but there is some. Can you tell us a little bit about the electronic music that does seep into the acoustic sounds? Is it just effects or some synths?
We don't use any synths, no. Or we haven't yet. So it's just things. Like Chris, the piano player, does some things on some of the tracks where he mutes the strings and it kind of gets more of a synthy sound. And we've just recorded our next album, which is going to come out early next year. And on that, we're using some sort of like effects on the piano a bit more, which we do live on the new tunes. And the double bass has quite a few effects as well. I've got a pedal board. But apart from that, it's just really the three instruments. We haven't ventured into the world of synthesizers yet.
Very good. Now, could you tell about the music writing with the group? It's a group collaboration, and I wonder how that works. Is it a jamming situation, or is it more like someone bringing in something and then just working that out?
It's kind of both, really. I mean, it usually, well, it does. It starts with an idea that someone brings, and that might be like a more fully formed, it might almost be a complete tune, or it might just be a few bars, or a riff, or a bass line, and then it's brought to the band, and the three of us sort of pull it apart together, and then it kind of goes off. It takes its own life and becomes something else, often something quite different to what the original intention was. Sometimes it's really difficult. We might spend hours and hours looping four bars trying to work out where we're going to go with it. And other times it just happens very quickly and naturally, but everything sort of goes through the filter of the band, even if it's a solid idea that's brought by one of us.
And once you've got a song that's been recorded and you're playing that song live, do you feel like a lot of that song is set, or do you feel it still continues to evolve in the live setting?
They tend to evolve in the live setting.
Yeah.
It's quite frustrating in a way, because you record an album and then you go out and tour it. So 18 months down the line, the tunes are often different and often a lot better. We play them better because we've known them for longer. And, you know, a lot of the time you just write them and then go into the studio to record them. But, they do tend to evolve. Some of them, not so much. It depends on the tune, because there's some where there's more improvisation than others. We don't always improvise all the way through a tune. Or it really depends on the piece.
Now, the music of Go Go Penguin is ripe for remixes, and there have been a few, and I wonder how you have thought about the remixes and working with DJs.
It was cool. When we signed with Blue Note for the last album, we just thought it'd be, there was a bit more budget, so it'd be interesting to see what some people would do with the remixes, and we were happy with them, definitely. It's just interesting to see an entirely different take on your music and the way they hear it and what they want to do with it. It'd definitely be nice to get some more at some point down the line.
Very excited to hear that you've got a new record already recorded. It's been a year and a half since Man-Made Object, and then you put out the live EP, the Abbey Road EP. Can you tell us about the new album coming? Do you have a title for it yet?
No, not yet. No, we're still working on that. We haven't even discussed it yet. But it's all recorded, and all the tracks, I think we've just decided what's going on the album, what's going to be a bonus track and all that stuff, and it still needs to be mixed and mastered finally, but I can't give you any titles, but we're excited about it.
Excellent. And are you going to be doing some vinyl pressing for this too? I know the vinyl craze has certainly hit a peak in the US.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think it's one of the things that our fans are always asking after. We're not always able to fly with the vinyl, you see, so
sure.
If we don't have it, then people get quite upset. So, it's definitely going to be available on vinyl.